Well, good afternoon or good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II with the Ralph Winter Road Show live coming out of Alaska. 25 degrees today. True Seeker of the Far North. A little cloudy up here today. And looking out over here at the mountains, the Chukach Mountains over here to the east, I'm seeing snow way, way down close to sea level here. I said about 225 feet or 30 feet above sea level here, right on the edge of Kinnick Bay here. And as I really, if I could be a snowbird, I think I would be. It's a be tempting as you get older. I'm 67 years old, and I don't enjoy the snow as much as I used to. We're going to have a guest today here, but before I get started, I don't know if he showed up yet or called in, but I do want to wish my or send out my condolences to the military in Fort Hood, Texas. I have a real soft heart in my and a very legitimate for the military, because it seems like they get vilified a lot when they're out there just trying to do a job, and it's really sad for what happened, and it's a wake up call for people. To understand that Islam is not a religion. It's a serious threat to our country. It's not compatible with the Bill of Rights and our federal constitution, because it's a way of life. It's not just a religion. The Sharia law, the jurisprudence is there, but it's a complete way of life. And it's just, there's just not a place for it in America. And that's a fact. And anyway, I do wish my send my condolences to all the innocent people that again end up getting killed over some nonsense like this for what this guy did. You know, it's sad enough. It's bad enough when they're off in some war that Congress has set up, you know, and things happen. But to have it happen on our own in our own fort in our own country is not a good thing.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, we're back from break, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterwood II, live out of Alaska, and I'm extremely honored today to have as a guest Sheriff John Rutherford. Are you there, Sheriff?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Ralph.
Yeah, could you, before you get started, because I'd like to have you give us information about the duties of a sheriff and the Second Amendment and concerns of the federal government and agencies and crime. Could you give us a bio? I guess you're the sheriff of Duval County in Florida, and give us just a bio about where that county is located and about how many people your sheriff over.
Yeah, Jacksonville is our municipal service area is about 1.2 million. We're in the very northeast corner of the state of Florida, located on the St. John's River. We have a police department of about a little over 3,000 employees. A little over 1,700 of those are actually police officers. We have a unique situation here, Ralph. In 1968, the city of Jacksonville consolidated under a charter government, which was allowed by the state constitution. In that charter, it maintained the constitutional officers of sheriff, clerk of the court, property appraiser, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. So all of those five constitutional officers remained independent, but under the city of Jacksonville, which is run by a strong mayor form of government, my budget is actually submitted to the mayor, and then the mayor, I work with the mayor to create a budget, and then the mayor presents my budget to our city council, which is made up of 19 members, and that city council actually passes my budget. And as a result of consolidation, basically what happened, if you can think of it this way, the city boundaries were extended to the county boundaries, and all of law enforcement for that county and that city, the city of Jacksonville, then fell under the office of the sheriff. So we only have one police department. And in fact, I tell you a funny story. When folks visit Jacksonville, they'll often ask me, they'll say, "Sheriff, what? I don't understand. I see your police car, and on the back it says police, and on the side it says sheriff. What are you guys?" And so we're the Jacksonville Police Department. We're the office of the sheriff. And I can always tell when people from out of town are from out of town, because they'll ask that question, because most people in Jacksonville honestly don't know the difference between a chief and a city police and a sheriff's office.
So do you actually have a there's no chief of police then, right?
No, there is no chief of police. There's just the office of sheriff that runs all of the police function, all of the corrections function, and civil process function for the city of Jacksonville and the county of Duval. Now, I should mention also, Ralph, we have three small, four actually, independent cities which maintain their autonomy, although I have concurrent jurisdiction in those locations, and that's Jacksonville Beach, Neptune Beach, and Atlantic Beach. They remained outside of consolidation, and they each have their own small police departments, which the residents of those cities, and they are incorporated cities, they actually tax themselves for that purpose. And then there was the city of Baldwin, which initially had their own police department, but here within about the last 4 years, 5 years, we actually began policing in that small city as well.
But now yours is an elected office, right?
Correct, it is. Elected countywide, as are all of the constitutional offices.
And how many offices, again, do you have under you?
About 1,740 police officers. There's an additional about 750 corrections, and then another 350 civilians.
Wow.
Of course, that number goes up and down, obviously.
Now, are they known as
a large organization? We have over 3,000, well over 3,000 employees.
Are the police known as police, or are they known as deputy sheriffs then?
Both. it's really amazing. Now, lawfully, they are deputy sheriffs. But we have what we call JPs for Jacksonville Police on our uniform. Like I said, on our cars, on the back of the car, it says police. On the side of the car, it says sheriff. So it is a unique situation here.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that, but I'm sure there may be other places in the United States that do that. I don't know.
There are. I know Las Vegas, Charlotte, Mecklenburg. There's a handful. And I tell you, Ralph, that's one of the things that concerns me a little bit. I think right now in Florida particularly, there is a move. You know, normally chiefs of police are appointed by mayors and city councils, and they handle policing inside the incorporated areas of a city. And the sheriff runs the Department of Corrections and does civil process and any policing in non-incorporated areas of the county. And his budget actually comes through a set of county commissioners. In Jacksonville, under our charter, we did away with the county commissioners. We have, you know, a city council that replaces that. So consolidation is a great process for delivery of public safety services, because we actually did away with one entire police department. The City of Jacksonville Police Department, as it was known, ceased to exist in 1968 as a result of the charter. Now, here's what concerns me, Ralph. I see a move afoot now through many counties to try to consolidate or go to charter government, and then through a revision process, attempt to do away with the Office of Elected Sheriff. In fact, I'm going through that process right here in Jacksonville currently myself. Every 10 years, in our charter, every 10 years there's a charter revision commission that looks at the structure of government, and they recommend changes to the city council, who can then draft legislation or actually a resolution to ask the Duval delegation, those state representatives and senators, to consider taking this bill to Tallahassee to actually go from an appointed one of the bills that they're talking about now. It hasn't happened yet, but it's being discussed, is going from an elected sheriff to an appointed chief. And of course, I think most people that know anything about law enforcement are adamantly opposed to that.
Well, because then the police chief, he works at the pleasure of the mayor, and he's not an independent constitutional officer to begin with, but then he's not independent because he's under the mayor's thumb.
Exactly. And I've tried to make the point locally here that, look, if some are saying, well, the sheriff is too politically strong, he's it's a political position. And my point is, if you think you've got politics now, wait till you get an appointed chief. Then you've got politics, because then you have someone who has to carry the water for the mayor or the city council or whoever appointed him, and he's no longer working for the people. He's working to keep his job. My contention is the sheriff works for the people because he knows that's how he keeps his job.
I would wholeheartedly agree. I wish a lot. Of course, in Alaska, we don't even have counties, let alone sheriffs, so we're all beholden to all the political whatevers up here. You know, if they don't kowtow to the mayor or to the governor, they don't keep their job.
Right, right. I tell you an interesting connection that I have with Alaska. My a good buddy of mine was, I think, chief of the state troopers there, Walt Monaghan. Did you know Walt?
I know. I guess I know of him.
We went through the National Executive Institute together. He was a very, very good law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and I went round and around, but we probably shouldn't go there.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, he got fired up here by our governor.
Yeah, I heard about all that.
Yeah.
Of course, so far away, we're like at opposite ends of the universe here, I think. But as far as the country, anyway. But I do believe that this move to charter governments here in Florida, and I'm hearing a lot coming out of the Florida Association of Counties, that they want these charters. And I think the reason for that, Ralph, is they know that once they get that charter government, then they don't have to worry about changing the Constitution. They can simply change the charter, which I think would be easier for the people to vote for a charter change than a constitutional change.
Mm-hmm.
And that really concerns me.
Yeah, because our constitutional rights, why don't you give us your ideas about why do we need a sheriff? Why do we need a constitutional officer? And what are his powers?
Yeah. Well, look, if you look in the Constitution and in the Florida State Constitution, actually, under I think it's Article 8, there's a whole list there. We're to be conservatives of the peace in our counties, suppress riots and unlawful assemblies in their counties with force and a strong hand when necessary, is what our Constitution says. Apprehend without warrant any person disturbing the peace and carrying that person before the proper judicial authority that further proceedings may be had against them.
Hold on just a minute. I hear the music, and we'll be right back here. We're going to get into some real meat and potatoes here. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of 4 expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Well, we're back from break here, and very honored today to have Sheriff John Rutherford out of Duval County on. And just before we get started, I do want to say one thing about Walt Monaghan. I'm not besearching his character or credibility. Him and I got into disagreements over what the issues are. Do we follow the law, the constitutional law, or the politics? And that's a major issue. Right. Why we need sheriffs and not police chiefs. Anyway, go ahead, Sheriff.
Right. Well, the last thing that's listed in the state constitution here for us that we hadn't covered was the authority to raise the power of the county and command any person to assist them when necessary in the execution of the duties of the office. And it even goes on to say that whoever not being physically incompetent and they refuse or neglect to render that assistance can be actually found to have committed a violation of the law.
That's so as a sheriff, you have what's called
So as
a sheriff, you have what's called the power of posse comitatus. The power of the county is vested in you.
Correct. And that's why I think, Ralph, the whole issue of, you know, Second Amendment rights is so very important. In fact, I've got a copy of the Second Amendment hanging on the wall in my office. I want good people, good law-abiding citizens to be able to own guns if they choose. And in fact, I regularly sign Class 3, firearms, applications, for that.
So
I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment.
What's a Class 3 firearm?
That's, for short barrel rifles and machine guns.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you got my vote of confidence because, it's quite unusual to find anybody in, a sheriff or anybody in law enforcement that, supports the Second Amendment. And, it's just absolutely astounding because it's the criminals that are a problem. It's not the law abiding people.
Exactly. But actually, Ralph, I'm surprised to hear you say that because I know at least in the Florida Sheriff's Association, there are 66 of us. We have another county that is has an appointed public safety director, they call him. It's the chief. But I can tell you, the 66 that I know, we all support the Second Amendment.
Well, that's great because I tell you, here in Alaska, the corporate police chiefs are not in favor of the they're into everything's got to be all registered, and they want to keep limiting most of them that are up here. But, of course, we don't have sheriffs either, so that's not quite a fair comparison.
Yeah. Well, I don't want people that have committed felonies to be able to carry them, but I don't have a problem with good law-abiding citizens, and I encourage them to get, you know, concealed weapon carry permits and as I said, I sign off on those Class 3s all the time.
Do you have to have a permit in Florida for concealed weapons?
Pardon me?
Do you have to have a permit for concealed weapons in Florida?
Yes, we're no longer an open carry state.
Okay, we changed that, huh?
We were up until about, I want to say 1987 or 88.
Do you think there's a problem with people I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I've been in law enforcement 35 years now, and I'm in my sixth year as sheriff. And I can honestly say, now I'm sure it's happened somewhere, Ralph, but I can tell you I've never put someone in jail for a robbery or a gun crime that had a concealed weapons permit. Not personally. Now, I'm sure it's happened, but it's got to be a very, very small percentage. most people that go to the trouble to get their background checked, take the administrative handling course that's required here in the state of Florida so that you know how to use your gun safely, and then pay, I think it's a $350 fee. Very few people that are going to go through all that are the type that are going to go out and then commit a crime with it.
Well, see, that's a Alaska is a, there's no longer a, it's an open carry. There's no longer a permit. I got a permit when it was permit, and then I turned the license back in because I just wanted the training, you know, the knowledge.
Right.
And
right.
Because I did that, now that's held against me because I turned back in a permit, even though today it's not even required.
Not even required? Yeah.
Yeah, and well, yeah, by record, I said, well, God, I just went out. All I wanted to do was just learn as much about it. I mean, I already know how to shoot firearms and that, but that's held against me. Somehow that's a bad thing. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm fully supportive of good citizens carrying firearms, and I can tell you, there are many instances throughout the year where an individual who was carrying a gun legally was able to intervene and assist someone either in protecting their life or their property.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. And in fact, I'm also a member of the NRA, and in the magazines, they have cases in there regularly as well.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, I think if we ever lose our firearms, God forbid, that's the protections is to protect ourselves or take our government back.
Exactly.
Well, I hear the music.
Can I hear
about
music?
There is, but then we'll have a long segment here, so get ready for the powers of the sheriff and concerns of federal agency stuff. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Well, we're back from break here, and I'm honored today to have Sheriff John Rutherford. He's in Duval County, and I think there's about 1.2 million people in that county down there. And let's get your concerns, it's really important for us to understand, because I'm of a firm belief that the quickest way that we could get some of the degradation of our constitutional republic back is to get a good sheriff in that has knowledge and a backbone and the wisdom to use it, that we could draw some lines in the sand and start turning things around. But anyway, could you go into what you understand about the powers and the duties of a sheriff and concerns that you have, dealing with federal agencies and the taking away the power of the sheriff by the sheriff,
I'd be glad to, Ralph. Let me correct something, though. You misunderstood me on the city of Jacksonville. The population is about 950,000. The MSA, the municipal service area, that's some of the surrounding counties. That's 1.2 million, not 2 million.
Okay.
So I wanted to correct that. But let me say this, Ralph. And this is, I think, is important. You know, when my children were growing up, they used to say, "Dad, we can sum you up in about 12 little cliches." You know, I call them truisms. And, mm-hmm. and one of my favorites had to do with vision. And it goes like this. It says, "Vision without action is daydreaming, but action without vision is chaos." And I think, Ralph, what's happening is we have a distorted vision of how the local, state, and federal governments should interact and the structure and what they're responsible for. And what I see is this acceptance that somehow the federal government has more power in my county, for example, than the state government or the local government. And that is just absolutely false. In fact, if you look at the Second Amendment, this is an interesting thing in there that a lot of people don't talk about. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. So states are sovereign. Every state is sovereign. It's a union of sovereign states. That's the country. And if that's your vision of the country, then you understand that the federal government does not have, first right over the citizens of a particular state. And I think what I see is a move in some ways to create a state police, and then the next step beyond that would be a national police that would be obviously answering to the federal government. And that's what concerns me as a local sheriff. And so when I see things like, here's an operational issue that came up. Just recently, since 2001, it is now required, if you were going to receive Department of Justice grants through Homeland Security or any of the other DOJ grants, your agency must be NIMS compliant. It's the National Incident Management System. And you have to use that system in all of your, mass casualty events, those sorts of things, where you're going to have this National Incident Management System to handle it, to organize it, to mitigate it. And now, locally, Ralph, we were already NIMS compliant. So when that requirement came down, I've got no problem with being NIMS compliant. As I said, my agency was already NIMS compliant. But here's what bothers me. First of all, that federal money is our money. The federal government doesn't have any money. That's our money that we sent up there. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, I shouldn't have to meet these standards to get my money back. And because here's what concerns me. Now, I suspect that there's not a law enforcement agency in the country that balked at being NIMS compliant, because it's a great process. That's why we had already gone to it. But let's say they came out and said, well, you know, to get this federal money, no police officer should carry a sidearm. What if they said that? Yeah, that's just, you know, it's that incremental chipping away of the rights to be sovereign over your state, over your county, that concerns me. And I see things like NIMS, you know, a requirement to be NIMS compliant, as just that. And I think it was James Madison that said, and I'm not going to quote him, but to just paraphrase, he said, look, you don't have to worry about one major, you know, initiative to take over our democracy. What's going to happen is it'll be little incremental things, and that's what you got to worry about. And then you wake up one day and you're like, wow, how did we get to this point? That's what concerns me.
Now, what's this NIMS, or whatever you're calling it, compliant? What's that mean? What's the abbreviation for?
Yeah, NIMS is the National Incident Management System. And basically, that's a way to set up and organize your resources to respond to a major event, whatever it might be. We'd already gone to it because we used it when we hosted the Super Bowl here in 2005. So when they began to require that agencies be NIMS compliant, we didn't have a problem with that. We use it already.
But I guess what you're saying is the problem is, which I can see, and I see it all the time, is that they want to have strings. If you want money, then we want you to do this. Maybe not. We're not going to tell you everything now we want, but as soon as we get you hooked on our money, then
that's
we can
right.
change what you want or what we want you to do, and then you're going to jump through the hoop or we take away the money.
Exactly. That's why every state in the union went to a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Remember?
Oh, yes, I do. It was crazy.
Yeah. I say every state. I presume most all of them did. I know Florida did because it was required.
Well, even Montana eventually succumbed to get the highway funds, and they had an unlimited during the day, and they had extremely low casualty rate on unlimited speed during daylight hours.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the kind of concern that I have. Then at the state level, and I don't know that the people that come up with these initiatives even understand sometimes that they're chipping away at the sovereignty. I'll give you an example. We have a state police organization called the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And they are, their major concerns are security for the Capitol and the governor, and then also to provide forensic capabilities in small counties where, you know, they don't have crime labs and that sort of thing. And it's a great system. Because in a lot of rural counties, they don't need to have their own DNA lab, for example. And so FDLE, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, provides that service, and that's a good thing. But then just within the last few years, they came up with this idea. They wanted to create what's called CART, C-A-R-T. It's a Child Abduction Response Team. And they asked all of the sheriffs and police chiefs to sign off on this thing, and I refused, but because I saw that as giving away power to this team to come into my county with officers that they bring, and they could run this investigation in my county without my blessing and without my asking for them. And that's clearly my responsibility. And so, I refuse to sign it. And so, even at the state level, now I know they were, I think the motives were pure. And, look, child abductions are terrible. In fact, we just had a very bad one in Clay County that's made the national news with a little Summers girl.
Is that the one they found
murdered? Right. That's a county just to the south of us. And the child abduction response team helped down there. And that's a good thing. But it should be, I can create a CART team when I need one. I'll call other sheriffs. And in fact, among the sheriffs of Florida, we have all pretty much agreed, I'm not going into another county unless that sheriff asks me. The police mm-hmm. chief can call, but until he gets the sheriff to call, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of sheriffs you're seeing in Florida that are standing up for the constitutional rights and say, we got the power and we're not going to kowtow to some of these things?
Yes, I think they are all very aware of that move. I know particularly because of the move to charter government.
Have you seen a lot of changes since the Homeland Security and all that has came in to try to erode the powers of the sheriff?
Well, to the extent that they now control security beyond the checkpoints, the TSA checkpoints at the airport, some of that, DHS is now wanting to set up another intelligence system in addition to the Joint Terrorism Task Force intelligence system that we have already created with the FBI. Let me say this, Ralph. At least here in Jacksonville, we work incredibly well with our local, state, and federal agencies. We all get along very well. We assist each other where necessary. We have one of the best, I think, fusion centers in the country, probably. And that's an intelligence gathering thing, so that when you have situations like Malvo, for example, I saw a presentation by the chief up there. What was his name? Montgomery? I forget his name now, but what he commented on was after the fact, once they found the shooters that really shut down the entire Northeast United States, practically, they actually discovered that car tag, the tag on that car had been run about 14 times, but nobody ever stopped it because it wasn't stolen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had that information, if every law enforcement officer that ran that tag knew that tag had been checked, 10 times in the previous 7 days, that might be an indication that you need to look at this thing and go a little deeper.
Uh-huh.
So that's the kind of networking that law enforcement is doing now that really I think has been a benefit since 9/11, because mm-hmm. the ship needed to be on intelligence, not mitigation, not responding to a horrific event like a nuclear attack or mass shooting, that kind of thing. In fact, I told my constituency here, I said, look, I don't want to be the best first responder to a chemical, nuclear, biological, or radiological event. I want to prevent it before it occurs. And that's intelligence. And so mm-hmm. we work very well with local, state, and federal here in that regard. But you have to always be vigilant to protect the authority of your office.
Well, here's a major concern that I have, because we'll take some calls here next hour for the people that have tried call again. I bring in issues that are not in proof of crimes being committed. And just like when I even had stuff stolen in Anchorage, I had a lady that worked for me stole money, and the APD said, "That's not our problem. Just go after it civilly. We just don't have time for it." And I said, "We don't have a duty." That's when I started. That's many years ago. They said, "We don't have a duty. We're not required to investigate crimes. We pick and choose what we want to go after." And that was a wake-up call to me. I said, "Now, wait a minute, Jerry. I bring to you a hard crime, and you don't have to do nothing?"
No, I think that's just wrong.
That's Anchorage Police Department, and that's where Monaghan was down there then at that particular time. And he was under a mayor. That's a mayor-type situation. And those are the type of things that I think people have concerns with. Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you, Ralph. Is there no requirement in the state constitution, or for example, here in Florida, I'm required by the constitution to perform duties imposed on me by the constitution or by general and special laws created by the Florida legislature, and my own municipal codes that are created by the city council here, and in fact there's a very specific ordinance that says that I am required to enforce all laws and rules and regulations of the office of the sheriff, to prescribe rules and regulations for the organization, control duties, and personal and the conduct stuff, but also to conduct those criminal investigations. I'm amazed that that's not in there somewhere.
Oh, we have nothing like that. Alaska's not even one of the several states, and that's another whole issue. We're all corporatized because we came in 1959. We have nothing.
Right,
like I said,
right.
We don't even have counties. So where's your constitution? We don't have one constitutional law enforcement officer in all of Alaska.
Really?
None. No, nobody's elected. Even the public safety commissioner, he's just appointed and blessed by the legislature.
Yeah, Walt was appointed. Yeah,
but he's not a because he's a commissioner. He's not a constitutional.
Right, right. No, that's what I said. He was appointed. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So hold on a minute. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back with another short segment, and I'm honored today to have Sheriff John Rutherford out of Duval County. And if agencies are doing work in your county, do they understand that the real power lies with the sheriff? And do they get a hold of you and let you know? Or
For the most part, yes. I believe so. We work together pretty well.
Mm-hmm. How much of your budget is federally financed? What percentage? Any idea?
Oh, gosh. Well, since we're a UASI city, that's an urban area security initiative. That's a huge federal grant there. My budget's about $335 million now, and we get probably, gosh, don't hold me this number. I'm trying to. Probably less than $5 million a year, $10 million a year.
I would have expected more. Wow. Interesting. I guess one of the major concerns, because I've seen it up here, of course, you don't know me, but I am, I would say, beyond extremely active in our constitutional government. I mean, you know, we don't even have one judge in all of Alaska that has the oath of office that's mandated by the Constitution. 41 little words. Not one. And the thing is, you bring these issues to the troopers, and they say, not my problem. Take it up civilly. Now, if people came to your department with a legitimate, I'm not a BS thing, you know, I mean, a legitimate crime or something needs to be investigated, does your department investigate them in Florida?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If it occurred within my jurisdiction,
uh-huh.
You know, occasionally we'll have a situation where somebody wants to report it here, particularly we're finding this with some of the internet crimes, and the act is where the perpetrator is at, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's not here. So mm-hmm. They have to go to that county to actually report it. But yes, we have an affirmative, duty to act on that, yeah.
So if I file a complaint down there, a written complaint, an affidavit, then you would take that and get back to me on and actually take it and say, okay, this we're going to look into it and we'll get back to you, and not just say, no, we're not going to do that.
No. Not if we find evidence of a crime. If we have a reasonable belief that a crime has been committed, and that's much less than probable cause, obviously, then my officers are required to follow up on that, investigate that, and once we get all the information we can, if we think we have probable cause, then we will take that to the state attorney's office, who is the prosecutor here, to get a warrant to have that prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Now the prosecutor may, you know, they have another standard. Ours is probable cause to arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs is a reasonable expectation that they're going to be able to find the person guilty. So mm-hmm. there's really two different standards there, but that's, you know, their responsibility under the Constitution as well.
Wow. I tell you what, if we could get even some of these threads of ideas in Alaska and the other things that I'm going to talk about, I've got some leading questions to ask you. It's just absolutely astounding the things that we see going on. And like I say, when I found out that about theft and those issues, I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. And they said, we don't come out. I said, I got forged checks here, and they wouldn't prosecute.
Who investigates that?
That's the question that I never did get an answer to. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned for the next hour because we're going to be taking the people that called. You can call in next hour, and then I've got some questions here, and we'll see what kind of answers we get. Very informative. Just great. Back in a minute.
With recent internet.